Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to an unusual Saturday show. I'm going to get to be with Logan this afternoon. We're going to go shopping. She's going to help me shop. She always volunteers for that because she gets to do a little shopping as well, probably more than me. I need some clothes. I'm so bad about it. I wear stuff till it wears out. So we're going to be going around. Yeah, today's show is a little bit unusual because it's going to be the last one, the last Saturday show by the Dirt Doctor, the last Green Living show on Saturday for several reasons, but the main one is I'm doing a whole lot more personal appearances and things like that, and being tied up on the show on Saturday was a little bit of an issue. A lot of the stations did not run the Saturday show, both hours, live while I did the show. They were running at night and other times, and we made some good friends around the country and hope to keep them because we're going to continue to do the Sunday show and put all of our concentration there. The Sunday show will be a combination, as it always has been to a degree, of green living and organic gardening and landscaping and pest control and all that stuff, all related anyway. So we're going to be concentrating there. We're going to be concentrating more on my personal appearances around the country. A lot of speaking engagements, seminars, consulting with people who are going organic, our work with the Natural Organic Warehouse to help get products to people around the country, working with Tropical John to get the Dirt Doctor's Organic Corner set up in retail stores. And what that means is that there will be an area that carries all the currently recommended staple products by me, the things that we've researched and come up with that are the best. We have several people already in that category, and you can see that list on dirtdoctor.com and on Tropical John's website, and we'll be talking about it in more detail a lot starting tomorrow and going on from there. The other thing is we're concentrating on Facebook more than we used to, and one of the reasons there is that the younger community uses Facebook more than just going directly to websites, and a lot of the younger people are not into gardening yet, and we want to help change that, and we want to get these the younger community into organic gardening so they never get started using the wrong stuff, the stupid products, the stupid decisions of using synthetic fertilizers, high nitrogen fertilizers, the ridiculous nitrogen only fertilizers, the weed and feed fertilizers, the toxic pest control products, which are just absolutely unnecessary. We can control every pest that's out there with safe, non-toxic, good for the soil, good for the water, good for the environment products. And to begin with, we don't have very many pest problems in the first place when we use the organic fertilizers and compost and things that we recommend. So we're revving up all of this stuff. If you take our newsletter, if you get our newsletter, you know that we've revved up our blunt attacks. And that's what you have to call it, I guess, because we want people to get the information. Not a tax as much as just giving out the proper information on what's wrong with synthetic fertilizers and high nitrogen fertilizers and these things that we don't recommend. The last 2 weeks we've covered nitrogen-only fertilizers, why that's such a terrible idea. And this past week we've talked about this misinformation that comes out of A&M and other universities now to a degree about phosphorus and why you should ignore the recommendations of not using any phosphorus in your fertilizer. And it's all in detail. We won't go through it all on the air here. We're going to go to the phones here right away. So if you want to jump on here like Ben has already done, it's 866-444-3478. Now, we have, If you go to Facebook, go to our Facebook, Howard Garrett or the Dirt Doctor, and get into the conversation there, you'll see some. An entry by Doug Sheldon. You'll see some little packets of Thrive there. You can click on the two links, usethrive.com. One of them takes you to their website, which is great, and it'll show you all kinds of information and videos and things that we've been involved in there. The other one will bring up a little form that you fill out, and you send it in, and you get two free packets of Thrive. It's a great way to get started if you haven't already done that. You can get the two packets mailed to you. It'll make 1.5 gallons of product and treating about 390 square feet. And it'll get you hooked. That's the only negative about it, is that you're going to be hooked on Thrive. Use it with Garrett juice or with compost tea or some version there. The whole Garrett juice mixture is what I recommend. Use it on some plants that aren't doing as well as you'd like, and you're going to see some dramatic results. And then you can find out where you can buy the product, and you know, on an ongoing basis on dirtdoctor.com. We've got some other things to cover related to all that and why we're making the change and all, but right now we're going to talk to Ben in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Howard.
What's going on?
Let's see. I got a load of wood chips recently.
Uh-huh.
And my neighbor is upset because she thinks I'm going to bring in termites and fungus and mold. And I've checked with my county extension office, and they're saying, oh, as long as you don't put them against your foundation or, you know, way up on the trunk of a tree, you shouldn't, you know, have problems with termites. And you know, this is after 2 or 3 years of using a lot of wood chips.
Well, Ben, you're thinking right, and this is a great subject because using ground-up tree trimmings is the best mulch you can use. Ground-up native tree trimmings are far superior to any other kind of mulch that you can use, and we use them all the time without any problems. You're not going to encourage termites to come into the house with them. Piling them up on the trunks of trees, I agree with the county agent to not do that, but that's a whole different issue. That's hurting the tree just like you'd pile soil up on the trunk of the tree. We don't want to pile anything up on the trunk, and the flare is part of the trunk of the tree. The only thing that comes out of using wood chip mulch that's a negative, some of our friends up in the north especially comment on this and warn people about it. There's a fungus that's called a shotgun fungus or something like that. It's kind of an exploding fungus that'll splatter onto the house. We don't have that in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I don't know that it's a really a southern problem. You can stop it real easily with orange oil spray or a bio-wash spray or something like that. But other than that, it doesn't attract and cause any kind of pathogens or any kind of termites or anything like that. Everything it does is beneficial to building the soil, stimulating biological activity in the soil that's good microbes and it's helpful for your plants. So you're doing fine.
One other question. I have a little area that's kind of channeling water downhill. If I were to, for instance, mix compost and wood chips, would that, you know, over time gradually build up a sloping hill?
That's not a bad idea. You can use the shredded tree trimmings as a thick mulch, and they lock in. You probably already know this. They'll lock into place pretty well, especially if the ground-up tree trimmings were from living trees and still have, you know, some green tissue, some protein from the you know, the cambium layer and buds and things like that. That means you have protein and carbohydrates both together in the mulch, and that causes biological activity like a sheet composting, and the material fuses together better and will stay in place on the slope. And then over a period of time, if you keep adding to it, you bet it'll build up layers and help you with the grade.
Well, I thank you a lot for recommending wood chips, and I'm sure I've saved the local landfill quite a bit.
You bet. There's nothing but benefit that comes from it. Tony Manasseri, who's one of our moderators in our chat rooms online, he gave me a photograph the other day that I haven't put up yet, but I will. It's got fresh tree trimmings in the foreground, and in the background it's got a pile that has been sitting there, and maybe he's turned it once or twice, and it's beautiful compost. So it's nothing but beneficial material.
Thanks so much, Howard.
Appreciate the call, Ben. Thanks.
Bye.
And if anybody else wants to jump on here, that's fine. I got a few more things to cover, but we'll work in and chat about any kind of gardening you want to chat about. 866-444-3478.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
If you're currently having trouble hearing or have had some trouble previously with hearing aids, I've got a suggestion. It's Affordable Hearing, the hearing aid company I recommend. They have several locations: Dallas, Fort Worth, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They'll meet on Saturday or Sunday if that'll help your schedule. Hearing helpline, well, that's 800-521-1592, and it's available 7 days a week to answer your questions or to set an appointment. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing test and let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home and give it a whirl for a week, no charge or obligation. You hear a lot of other hearing aid companies advertising a lot, but this is the company that's a Dirt Doctor recommendation. It's Affordable Hearing. They use only the latest and greatest technology, and they'll save you money through their excellent prices. Thus, the name Affordable Hearing. That number is 800-521-1592. Hearing is important to me because how else can you listen to my radio show?
It's spring and the rabbits are back dining on your plants, flowers, and vegetables. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to protect their gardens. It's Rabbit Scram, America's finest rabbit repellent. Rabbit Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Rabbit Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Rabbit Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit rabbitscram.com. Rabbit Scram, the name says it all.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Plant the seeds of vitality and good health with Dr. Ohira's Probiotics. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Alrighty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT 3478. I hope everybody out there is better at using Facebook than I am. Hopefully you can go to Facebook. Kevin was just trying to pull it up, and you type in Howard Garrett and you type in Dirt Doctor and nothing about me comes up. So assuming you can get to my Facebook and then fill out the little form there, you can get the free samples of Thrive, this wonderful biological product that I recommend. And we're trying to get more involved in I'm going to learn how to do this properly so we can use it to talk with the younger crowd and get them into organics a little bit more than we have in the past. And if you've got any questions for me, you can ask me through Facebook, and we'll use that as we will continue to use dirtdoctor.com, obviously. Thousands and thousands of people are using it every day, and we're delighted. And that's where we're moving our emphasis on all this communication versus doing the Saturday show. It's also going to allow me to do more of the personal appearances and travel and lectures and speeches that we have already set into motion. If you want information about how that works, you can contact us through info@dirtdoctor.com. And we can also help you with products, the Dirt Doctor's Corner, getting that set up for you so it has all the right products. Or if you're needing to buy wholesale products, wholesale distribution is something we're also involved in now that's taking another time-consuming part of it. But we're trying to help people get products around the United States, the right kind of products, at the best prices. So the naturalorganicwarehouse.com is the way to go there. There's a button on dirtdoctor.com right over on the left-hand side that is kind of a shortcut for you there. All right, let's catch up here. Lee in Fort Worth next up. Hello, Lee.
Yes, Howard. I've got something that is eating the leaves of the green leaves of my begonias. Mm-hmm. I don't see any bugs, but I see some real, it looks like every once in a while I see some real tiny little, look like baby flies.
Well, that wouldn't be eating the leaves, Lee. You may have some kind of critter, some kind of furry beast running around at night. Have you gone out with a flashlight at night to see what's going on?
No, sir, I haven't.
Try doing that. In the meantime, spray the begonias with Garrett juice and add this Thrive product that I'm talking as a drench, but also, well, let me say it another way. do the Garrett Juice and a BioWash spray on the foliage, and then do a Garrett Juice Thrive drench into the soil. In the meantime, do some investigation out there, and if it turns out it's rabbits or mice or squirrels or something else like that, using one of the Scram repellent products might be in order.
We wouldn't have any rabbits, but we might hit mice. We may have mice.
That's a possibility. See, that's an edible plant. Begonia is, and they're pretty tasty to some of those critters, and squirrels could be a possibility and all that. Another repellent that might be worth trying, Lee, would be garlic pepper tea, and that might repel whatever is bothering your begonias.
Okay. Yeah. Garlic pepper tea, or what about just some red, just crushed red pepper, too?
Oh, that might work fine. You bet. Give it a whirl.
But does BioWash help?
BioWash helps with disease and insects. It'll help with white flies and any other little...
I think that's what these little flies are. They're not black flies, but they're real tiny.
They wouldn't be eating holes. They'll cause some damage, but they won't eat big holes or the edges of the leaves. But you can get rid of them anyway with the Garrett Juice and BioWash.
Okay, one other quick question. What is it that coffee grounds actually do?
Coffee grounds is a great fertilizer, Lee. It's a fertilizer that... It's a good source of, organic matter of carbon. It has NPK. It has some nitrogen in it.
It has nitrogen in it, really?
It has some trace minerals. It's just a good fertilizer, and it is a product that stimulates fungal growth really well. And a lot of people see that growing on coffee grounds that have been sitting around and think that's bad, but that's a good thing. And it's great in the compost. It's you can use it as part of the Garrett Juice as your compost tea. Make a tea out of it. Old stale coffee.
But can it go down? Can it go down just dry? After they're dried out.
You bet. It's a great fertilizer, dry or wet.
I could put that on the begonias too.
You bet.
All right. Listen. Thank you so much for all you do.
Appreciate the call.
You really help us.
Thank
you. Bye
bye. It's Ellen's turn in Dallas. Hi, Ellen.
Hi. I listen to you every Saturday and Sunday.
Well, thank you.
I don't go nowhere but I listen to you. Listen, I've got this old gardening book. It's called Grandma Putnam.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if you heard of it or not. And she's saying that you can take cuttings off of lantanas and petunias and tomatoes, put them in water.
You can propagate that way. In fact, some people call me on the show and talk about it. I had some people that gave me some sweet potato slips last year, I believe, that they started in water.
Yeah,
the problem starting cutting in water is that when you move it from the water to the soil, Ellen, it has to develop a completely different kind of root. And so I don't normally recommend that. I normally recommend starting in a good organic potting soil, and then you don't have to have that transition,
Well, there's some lantanas in the alley, and I can't dig it up because the root is so deep. And I was wondering, can I take off some of the limbs and,
you can propagate that way. Give it a shot, but not in water. Put it in an organic potting soil. If you can chop out just a piece of the crown of the plant and move it to a new place, it'll propagate real easily that way, too.
Okay.
I know it's a problem, but it works great. Let me see if you had something else off the air. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. You've probably heard about Ladybug Natural Brand organic gardening products. I'd like to talk about these high-quality products for your organic garden and landscape. Ladybug organic fertilizers are economical and easy to use. The Ladybug 824 all-purpose organic fertilizer covers over 4,000 square feet. Just compare that with other brands. A Texas A&M study proved that it is better than all of the top synthetic chemical fertilizers, and there was no runoff to pollute the environment. It's really fantastic for vegetables, trees, flowers, herbs, and container gardens. It's granular and easy to apply. Try our other great products like Ladybug Flower Power for your roses, perennials, and vegetables. Our compost blends are famous in Texas, like our Revitalizer compost. Try our Vortex Potting Soil. Your plants will really love it. These and many other Ladybug gardening products are available only at independent garden centers. When you want quality and consistency, ask for Ladybug Natural Brand.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid non-stick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although non-stick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bamboo cutting boards, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient lighting, and natural pet products. The place you'll find all the products you need for your organic lifestyle is at the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com. So log on to TheDirtDoctor.com and visit the Green Living Store today.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
Howard back with you, and we're enjoying this last Saturday show that we're going to do, and moving all of our emphasis over to the Sunday show, 8 o'clock until 11 every Sunday, and also going to beef up our involvement on Facebook and continue to concentrate on dirtdoctor.com, which has an awful lot of volume already, but we're going to kick it up to the next level. We're also doing a lot more personal appearances, and that will give me the ability to do more of that on Saturday, not doing the Saturday show anymore. So there's still going to be plenty of information for you, in fact, more than ever, and just going at it a little bit different angle. So info at dirtdoctor.com is the way you contact us to talk about getting products or getting on board on the show as an advertiser, getting that kind of information, getting information about my speaking engagements. Go to Facebook and get the free samples of Thrive. Take advantage of that. The company is very generously offering two sample packets of Thrive to anybody who contacts them through Facebook. If you can find me on Facebook, Dirt Doctor, Dirt the Dirt Doctor Howard Garrett. Kevin got to the right place the easiest by going through a Google search in there. So go that way. Why it's as complicated sounding as it is, I don't know. I'm just too old, I guess. Well, let's see who's next up. I guess it's David in North Richland Hills. Hi, David.
Hi, Howard. I have two comparison questions. One, effective microorganisms, EM1 versus Thrive. Do they do about the same thing? The other question is BioWash and PlantWash. Is there a difference?
They, starting with PlantWash and BioWash, the PlantWash was made using the BioWash as the active ingredient. And we were involved with a company that was doing that at one time, and I was real comfortable with it. I assume it's still the same, but I'm not positive. That's the only way I can answer that question for you. It should be at least about the same thing. The way to be sure is to buy BioWash. The other question, it was about a product called EM1. Is that the name of it?
Yes, effective microorganisms. A Japanese scientist developed it. It's a soil drench.
Who is the company? Is it a Texas company, or where does it come
No,
from?
I've seen it available on the internet, but it's a United States company is manufacturing it here. I can't think of the name of the company right now.
It may be great, David. I just don't know anything about it. I know an awful lot about the Alpha Bio Thrive, and I'd certainly recommend you to go that direction. Buying something just from the internet without being able to see it and hold it and all that, you know, it could be great. Could be something that's not very good.
Well, I'd done quite a bit of internet research on it, but I just received the samples from Thrive, and I was thrilled to get those. Haven't used them yet, but I will today.
Oh, okay, great. You've already got them.
Yeah, I've already got them, and they came very promptly, and two packets is just a great thing.
Well, that's good. Tell me about this EM1 real quickly, a little bit more. Does it say on the label, or could you tell from the internet search, what microbes are in the products?
There's apparently quite a few. I can't recall.
Okay.
There's a lot of them, but apparently it's used to purify water, and even some people even take it internally, which that would be something I would have to do a lot of research for.
Yes,
I
believe I would too. You're not to take the Thrive internally. It's for use in the soil.
No, it goes to the soil.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've been with you a long time. In fact, my wife and I won the contest to name Garrett Juice years ago, and what a thrill that was.
Well, I remember you very well. Yeah, you set the whole thing in motion. That was a great. You know, that contest was a lot of fun. We had over 350 entries for naming Garrett Juice, what turned out to be named Garrett Juice, and there was a lot of good names, but you guys won.
Yeah, it was a great deal. Anyway, thank you very much for your information, Howard.
Okay, see ya. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's great. Good to hear from him. I hadn't heard from him in a long time. Let's see. I guess Roberto in Plano next up.
Yeah, good morning, Howard.
Good morning to you, sir.
Oh, and happy belated birthday.
Well, thanks.
I was listening to your podcast last night and I realized you had your birthday a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, just getting older and older and older, you know.
I've got a question. We decided to build our first raised garden bed to do some herb garden planting and vegetables. And I went ahead and got your little basically your list of ingredients from your website.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question we have is that, since my wife and I are doing this, is how much percentage-wise for compost and dirt do we need to use, and where can I get some good quality stuff?
Well, any of the composting companies have real good quality stuff sometimes, and sometimes it's not all that great. But when you use a commercial compost, we always recommend the other ingredients to go along with the compost. How much you use It depends on what kind of crop you're growing. If you're doing vegetables and perennials and things where you really want a super good bed, I'd use as much as 5 or 6 inches of compost across the entire bed area. And then I'd also use cornmeal and dry molasses and several different rock powders, zeolite being top of the list for me these days. And you till all that stuff, the compost, the rock powders, and the sugars, into the existing soil. We feel pretty strongly that the existing soil is an important part of the bed preparation mixture, because you get the native microbes and some of the native trace minerals that are around and all that. And the roots will eventually get through the bed preparation and into the native soil anyway, and that helps with that transition.
Okay, because the actual board is, 8 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we took the turf off, I guess that only went down like 4 inches. So we've got about a foot to fill in. So you're saying about half and half then, 6 inches of compost?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, if you're having to bring in some soil. First of all, you don't want to bring in soil and just put a layer on top of the old soil. You want to bring in the new soil and the compost and all the other things until all of that together with the base native soil that's down there. You see what I mean? I want to have at least some of your native soil, even though it's 12 inches down, pulled up into the bed preparation. And
gotcha.
That way you don't have that straight line, that hard line that the nutrients and water can go down and hit, and it functions kind of like a hard pan and can create problems. We want that diffused.
So tilling with just like a regular rake, I guess?
I can do it with a hand. I do a lot of work with just a turning fork. Stab it in the ground and just turn it, with your foot rock back on it and do it with your hands. And it's as good a way as using a tiller in relatively small areas. But the mixture of soil and compost that you're actually bringing in to fill the void that you've got there, yeah, if it's a 50-50 deal, that's as good of a guess as anything with the depth that you're talking about.
There's still some St. Augustine roots,
mm-hmm,
down there. Do I need to worry about that?
No, not at all. The only thing that reproduces from grass are the rhizomes and stolons, and with St. Augustine grass, they're all right at the surface of the soil. The roots will not regenerate at all.
Okay, and then one last question. The only ingredient that I couldn't find is the zeolite. I was able to find the decomposed granite. Does it matter? Is there any place locally I could find it? I'm in the Plano area.
Yeah, if you go into Tropical John's website or ours, either one, we're listing those stores that are selling the Dirt Doctor's organic, that have the Dirt Doctor's organic corner, and to be able to say that and to have that signage and everything, they have to have the zeolite that I recommend in the mix.
Now, and what does the zeolite do as opposed to the granite?
Zeolite is a volcanic material originally, but it has this real unique ability to grab a hold of nutrients that are out of balance and help balance the soil and then release them with perfect efficiency. And it has real high cation exchange capacity, and it just helps in several different ways. It's, of all the rock materials today, with my little bit of an uncertainty about the source of the lava sand and how good the paramagnetism and the properties are, I've got zeolite at top of the chart as far as the rock minerals I recommend.
Okay, because, your list of ingredients calls for 4, or in my case, for the size of my bed, like 4 pounds of lava sand and then 4 pounds of zeolite.
Mm-hmm.
Would it hurt if I just went all zeolite?
Wouldn't hurt a bit. In fact, it might be a little bit more beneficial. If you put some lava in there eventually, it would probably be good to have them both. But if you're going to do one or the other, I think you get more benefit out of the zeolite.
Okay, and then I can just put them all at once and then just it.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Roberto. Let's go next. That's open line for you, too, at 866-444-3478. Martha in Mansfield. Hi, Martha.
Hi there. As I was telling your screener, we're having volunteer dachondra come up in the shade in our backyard,
mm-hmm,
and the rest of the yard is Bermuda grass. And because the shade trees are going to be getting up there, how do we encourage the dichondra? Because it'll grow in the shade, if I'm not mistaken. And when I lived in California, dichondra was some of the best yards we could have.
I think it's beautiful, and I encourage people to do exactly what you're trying to do there. I tell you, the frustrating thing about dichondra, though, Martha, is that when you try to grow it here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, at least, it doesn't seem to like having any tender, loving care at all. It seems to thrive on neglect. So there's nothing really to tell you to do to encourage it other than just real light organic fertilizer applications occasionally. And okay. Plus the fact, you need to know this, it would prefer to have at least a half a day of sunlight, too. It okay. doesn't like total shade all day long.
Okay.
So that's about all I can tell you. I like it, too, just like you do, but it's one of those things that, you know, if you didn't want it, it'd grow like crazy, and if you want it and try to cultivate it, it doesn't seem to do very well.
Okay, because, you know, I've seen the seeds in the nursery, and they're pretty expensive, and yeah. I just didn't know if I could just sow some out there.
You can try. In fact, I'll put you in charge of that research.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. It's 866-444-3478. DirtDoctor.com is the website. I'll be back. Well, just like Tater and Hannah, our new dog Carmen loves the Munster Natural dog foods.
Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons. One is that I know the people. I've been involved with the product line since its inception. And now there's new formulations. Now no corn, no soy, no wheat in the new formulations. And that lowers the genetically modified grains that often get into the dog foods out there. Now with prebiotics and L-carnitine, the dog food and cat food are even better to help digestive systems of animals, body weight, and even brain function. These products are great. They don't have any chemical preservatives in them at all. They are loaded with all the best quality ingredients that you can possibly find, and they're starting to show up in more and more places that sell quality pet foods. It's Munster Natural. Go to their website, munstermilling.com. Look for the green bag, the normally active recipe that's still the same, but all of the new formulations as well. It's Munster Natural, dog food and cat food.
Texas Olive Ranch is producing some of the highest quality olive oil available today. A recent study found that Texas Olive Ranch 100% pure extra virgin olive oil is superior in quality to California and imported Italian olive oils. Flavorful, aromatic, and the right kind of oil for healthy, balanced meals. Buy Texas Olive Ranch products at Central Market, Whole Food, or online at TexasOliveRanch.com. You also can schedule a visit to the ranch in South Texas and even buy trees to grow your own olives. That's TexasOliveRanch.com.
Nothing can ruin your yard like moles. That's why there's Mole Scram, the one mole repellent that really works. Mole Scram quickly and effectively reduces mole activity and gives your yard triple action protection against moles. Mole Scram is all granular, environmentally safe, and completely organic. It's easy to apply. Just sprinkle or spread it, and it comes with a money-back guarantee. Get Mole Scram today at nurseries and independent garden centers, or go to molescram.com. Mole Scram, the name says it all.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike,
steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99. Check out the wide selection of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. Affordable Steel outdoor power equipment is only available at your servicing Steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices are CDC VME SRP available at participating dealers.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Looking for a clean air and organic lawn care company? Clean Air Lawn Care uses zero emissions, rechargeable equipment that is powered by renewable energy from the sun and is 50 to 70% quieter than gas-powered equipment. And new for 2011, you can get a free year of organic lawn fertilization when you discontinue your current chemical-using lawn care service. That's right. Clean Air believes so strongly about ridding your lawn of dangerous chemicals that we'll give you a full year free when you come clean and switch to our Go Organic Enrichment Program. Going organic just got easier, so call Clean Air Lawn Care today. For details and restrictions, go to cleanairlawncaredallas.com or call 469-892-5382. That's cleanairlawncaredallas.com or call 469-892-5382. Call today and don't miss your chance to come clean with a free year of organic lawn fertilization. Clean Air Lawn Care, 469-892-5382 or online at cleanairlawncaredallas.com.
Back with you. Some people are asking me if Thrive is the same as Super Thrive. A lot of people have used it for a lot of years, and it's not. The Super Thrive is not a product I have ever used, really. They've never worked with us, never supported us in any way, and I just, you know, tend to work with people that try to support us and work with us. But I said one day on the air that it's an okay product, and one of my listeners sent me a pretty terse little email saying, do you realize that product has the chemical NAA in it? Capital N, capital A, capital A. And I didn't, and I looked into it, and it appears that it does, and it's a pesticide, among other things. It's not a lot of it in there, but it's something that you probably ought to know about. What I recommend is a living organism product. Super Thrive is not. It's vitamins and various other things, like I mentioned. The product here that we're talking about that we recommend is a living organism product. It has beneficial mycorrhizal fungi and bacteria, and it is spectacular. And if you haven't heard me talk about it, free samples are available. Go to dirtdoctor.com, click on the Facebook button there, and that'll take you to my area, and then you fill out the little form there, and they'll send you two free packets of Thrive to try out, and I recommend it highly. George in Dallas is next up. Hello, George.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm fine. Tell you what, can I put you on hold 1 second because Gary's been holding forever, and I missed him. Gary, what's up?
Howard, I have a blight on my tomato plants. Mm-hmm. It's just noticeable in the last 2 days.
On the lower leaves?
On the lower leaves.
Okay, that's called early blight, Gary, and some people confuse it with southern blight. It's a disease, fungal disease, that hits everybody's tomatoes at some point. This year, unfortunately, we've been getting reports about it happening earlier than normal. What I want you to do is to spray your plants weekly for a while,
yes,
and then cut back to 2 weeks and maybe even back to every 30 days if you get it under control with Garrett Juice Plus and this product called Bio Wash.
And, I have those on hand.
Okay. Once a week while it's, you know, really trying to rev up on you. Also, if you'll get some whole ground cornmeal and work it in if you haven't already.
I have done that.
Okay, around the plants in the soil?
Okay.
All right. Now, you can also mix, put some cornmeal in water. Put a cup of whole ground cornmeal in water, a five-gallon bucket of water.
Yeah.
And strain out the solids, and you can add that to the BioWash and Garrett juice, and it'll be even more powerful.
Okay. Cornmeal, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good luck. It's early, but you can get it under control, I believe, okay?
Well, it'll be doing it today.
Okay. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
And let's see. Jeff, I skipped two people. I'm sorry. Jeff, what's up in McKinney?
Howard, I've got two windmill palms, and I've noticed how on the tips of the fronds, they've turned brown. So I went up to them last night, and I was starting to pull them kind of back and taking a look at it, and it looks like there's something eating them, too.
Oh, yeah?
And I was wondering if you... I've been putting Garrett juice on them now for about 2 weeks on a drench with some Thrive, but I didn't know if there was something else I needed to be doing because it just looks like there's really tiny holes and like kind of like brown spots.
Are these Japanese windmill palms, the kind that have the kind of thin base, the thin trunk at the ground, and it gets wider at the top?
No, sir. It's the base is the same size from top to bottom, and it looks like it's got hair, you know, like kind of like horse hair coming off of it.
Okay. Are the petioles, the stems, smooth and have no teeth?
No, they have teeth.
Okay. Well, that's...
Not sharp, though. You know, nothing sharp, but
well,
just, yeah.
That's not a windmill palm. That's a fan palm of some kind. I hope you have of the one filifera, the one that's the toughest, it probably is stressed a little bit from the weather that we had. Go ahead and keep spraying Garrett juice. Add some Bio Wash, like I mentioned previously. It's also good for little insect situations. And I think with what you're doing, it'll come out of its stress and be fine. If it still has green frond, green foliage, and wasn't completely killed back, I think your plant will be fine.
Yeah, it's been no problem with it being green. It's just the tips, you know, like an inch or
little
2 inches
cosmetic
down.
Yeah,
it's they're brown, and even the new ones that were coming out they're a little brown, but it just seems like something's getting a hold of.
Yeah. Garrett juice and Bio Wash,
and just spray it on the fronds.
Uh huh.
All right, thank you very much, sir. Have a wonderful
appreciate
day.
Appreciate the call. You bet, and continue to do the Garrett juice and Thrive in the soil. That's for anybody with any plant at all out there that is not doing as well as you want it to do. And you don't even have to go buy any. You can get it free. Go to dirtdoctor.com, click on the Facebook connection there, go into my Facebook area, fill out the little form, say that you like us. That helps, I guess, for some reason. And you will get some free samples sent to you. Well, I've enjoyed being with you on Saturdays, but I'm not going to be here anymore. But I will be here on Sundays starting tomorrow, well, continuing tomorrow, 8 o'clock until 11 o'clock, 3 hours. So check dirtdoctor.com, find out when we're on in your city. If we're not on anywhere, talk to some radio stations about helping to get that done. In the meantime, you can listen to our show streamed live right off of the website, dirtdoctor.com. If you want our newsletter, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. It's weekly and free. I'll see you tomorrow.